And welcome and good morning to Enid, Oklahoma. We're at Northern Oklahoma College Enid for the second day of 2 days of basketball for the Grizzlies. And we get started here this morning, and we have just already started. The Grizzlies playing the Broncos from New Mexico Military Institute. Grizzlies first possession. Lionel Kimwemba picks up a personal foul on the rebound. And now New Mexico with possession will set the players. Kind of as we get started here this morning, the Grizzlies will start with their standard five of Kyle Germany, sophomore from Detroit. Carlos Paul, another sophomore from Detroit, as New Mexico throws the ball to the baseline and throws it out of bounds. Turnover against the Broncos. Javian Downey, freshman guard from Toronto. Lionel Kimwemba from the Congo, 6'8 postman freshman. And Lucas Prola from Brazil. Grizzlies will start three freshmen and two sophomores. Lucas has it out on the right sideline to the corner to Kyle Germany. Back around, the Grizzlies coming off a 72-57 loss to number 7, Midland. Yesterday, here's a drive down the paint and a blocking foul will be called against New Mexico. And we'll set their starters here as this game gets going. New Mexico Military Institute. They're located in Roswell, New Mexico. Yes, that Roswell, New Mexico. They're starting five. Our Louis Yebra, who is a redshirt freshman from McAllen, Texas. He's a 6'4 guard. David Chapman, or Donald Chapman, that is, a 5'10 freshman from Milwaukee. He is a point guard. Vukasin Minic from Serbia, 6'6 freshman. Grizzlies get the ball in the low block. Turnaround baby hook by Mwemba. Rims in and out. Comes back out. No one has scored yet. We've played a minute and a half of the ball game. Justin Bramo, another of their starters. Passes to the left wing for a three. No good. The rebound spot four and pulled away by Javian Downey. He took it flat away from Justin Bramo. Down the front court over on the right side. Grizzlies will attack. Ball knocked away and stolen. Grizzlies turn it over. Two-on-two break the other way. Right-hand layup on drive is good by Yebra. And a timeout going to be called by the Grizzlies. And it's early in the morning, and Jared Fay is going to deliver another wake-up call here. And while we have the chance during the timeout, the other starters, as mentioned, Justin Bramo, who is a 6'6 freshman from Barbados, and they're starting five, rounded out by the only sophomore in their lineup, Cassius Wojcicki. And he is a postman and comes from the Netherlands. He is a 6'7 sophomore from Almere, Netherlands. This is a pretty athletic team for New Mexico. They beat, Seminole State yesterday. My final score, 59-55. After the timeout, Grizzlies come down with the ball, down 2-0. Lucas Prola out on the wing. New Mexico matching up man-to-man now. Out of the timeout, they were in a zone. Bounce pass on the low block. Backing down. Now back out to the right point. Kyle Germany with a three, and it's good. And the Grizzlies are on the board. Kyle Germany with a three ball. And the Grizzlies have their first lead of the day, 3-2. New Mexico Military Institute wearing white. Their official colors are scarlet and black. But they're in white today at the point on the left side to the corner. Open shot for another three is off the rim. Ball tips out of bounds, and that'll be off of Wojcicki for New Mexico, and it'll go back to the Grizzlies. Tom Emmerich in the ball game after only a minute and a half. He'll come in and take Lionel Mwemba's spot. Grizzlies have been playing 11 players these first two games, and they'll play 11 again today. Javian Downey to the point. Tom Emmerich's got a three, straight-on look, and the ball rims off the front of the rim, comes off and down and into the hands of Donald Chapman, the point guard for the Broncos. Out front to the left wing to the corner. Grizzly straight man-to-man. They jump double-team the ball in the corner, and they get rid of it. Wojcicki to the baseline. Backing down, Bramo. Wraparound pass. Great anticipation by Kyle Germany, who stepped in and stole that wraparound pass. Now Lucas Prola in the front court. Grizzlies wearing the blue today. Snappy looking new uniforms. Blue with red and white numbers. On the right side, crossover, Downey goes up. Reach in, foul is going to be called against the Mexico military. The foul is going to be on Donald Chapman for the Broncos. They will now sub into the ball game. Mason Lamori, 6'4 freshman from the Sudan. On the right sideline, Germany curls over, double team, gets it down to Paul, double teamed on the baseline, up and over with the left hand, good. Carlos Paul, who has slimmed down, muscled up. He's a different cat from last year. There's no doubt about that. 5-2 score, Grizzlies with a three-point game, a three-point lead in this game. Over on the side, Minich now on the right baseline. They'll trap the ball a little bit, pick up the dribble, double team on the basketball. Yebra trying to get rid of it, has to shoot it, does, misses everything. Now Downey with it, Grizzlies back from right to left. Hook pass over, Kyle Germany with a travel violation. Second turnover on the Grizzlies. And we'll get a timeout on the floor with 15:41 to play in the first half. From Northern Oklahoma College in Enid, Oklahoma. Grizzlies with an early 5-2 lead on New Mexico Military Institute. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. And we're back at Northern Oklahoma College, and it's the Grizzlies up 5-2. New Mexico Military with a basketball. Urji Hunami is in the game for the Grizzlies. On the baseline, here's a little teardrop floater. Up and good. The point guard, Donald Chapman, with a little drive on the right baseline, gets his first basket. And it's a 5-2 game. Emmerich posts up on the baseline inside, up and under, up with the shot. And a foul's going to be called as he was tripped up on the move. A lot of the time when you have freshmen, it takes them a little while to get acclimated, adapt to the speed of the game, the type of players you're playing against. These Grizzly players, and some of them coming from prep schools, have really hit the ground running. Here's a lob inbound pass out to Kyle Germany. Gets it to Lucas Prola. He is one of those prep school kids. Goes right, double team, gets it across. Baseline, Urji Hunami in, goes up, missed it, got fouled though on the shot. And that'll be against Kuskason Minich. And that'll be the fourth team foul on the Jets. And now the official is sending the teams to the bench. And one of the assistants for New Mexico walks over to the scorer's table, and that is never a good sign. They could have a wrong number in the book, and if that's the case, then it'll be a technical foul. And after the foul was called, then the official sent the teams to the bench and went over and talked to the scorer. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get a freebie out of all this before it's all said and done. Yep. Or we may have something on the floor down here, and they're waiting to get that cleaned up. Well, whatever the case, let's go ahead. We'll take our break here at the 15-minute mark. 14:59 to play. We're in the first half from Enid, Oklahoma. The Grizzlies with an early 5-4 lead on the Broncos from the New Mexico Military Institute. Back in 1 minute on Hot Country KDY. As it turned out, we had some blood on the floor, and that was cleaned up. A little disinfectant with a towel, and we're ready to go again. Urji Hunami will be at the free throw line to shoot two for the Grizzlies at 14:59 of the first half, leading 5-4. Urji picks up the first one, and it rims off. No good. Not to say that it made all the difference in the ball game yesterday, but the Grizzlies were brutal at the free throw line. We were 14 out of 24. 14 for 24, and some of those one-and-ones, we left some points at the free throw line yesterday. Next free throw here is good by Urji. Urji Hunami. 6'4 guard from Windsor, Ontario, and he is a very valuable tool for this Grizzly basketball team. On the right side to the baseline, here's a pull-up shot with the left hand. That's an air ball off the miss by Donovan Long, just in the game now for the Broncos. Frola tries to get to the rim, kicks it left corner. Across the paint, down and up and under. Tom Emmerich with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Bramo. Back will come the Broncos in the left corner. They'll move it outside with Lamori. Mason Lamori down the left corner, dribbling across. And a shot up and good, driving the baseline. Justin Bramo with his first basket. New Mexico Military has good size, very good athletically. Kendon Peebles, our player of the game from yesterday, our Donzato Service player of the game from yesterday, is in the ball game now for the Grizzlies. High double screen for Germany to the point. Down the paint, and a blocking foul will be called on New Mexico Military as Kendon Peebles drove the left side of the key, went hip to hip with the point guard, Donald Chapman, and that'll be his second foul. So they will get him out of the ball game and substitute Javier Mendoza in their lineup. Mendoza, a 6'1 freshman from Dallas. Again, players crash to the floor, so we make sure that any moisture is absorbed with the towel and squeaky sneakers. Here's the inbound play. Lucas will drop. We'll lob it in. The game is tied at 6 feet. Lucas Frola, right corner to Urji. Mwemba back of the ball game for the Grizzlies. Gets the high pass, deflected high off his hands, and take it away. Mexico comes back. Left corner, they look inside. They get the ball down to the low block. They get it inside to Long. Back outside it goes. 18 on the shot clock now. Mendoza will hand the ball off. Rambo now on the right side. In the game, Ignacio Garcia in the right corner. Here's a shot for a three, and that's up and good by Mason Lamori. And the Mexico Military takes a 9-6 lead. Kendon goes baseline, cut off there. Skip pass to the point. Frola with it, moves in. 16-footer, pull-up shot, jump shot is good. Lucas Frola. If you don't get a hand in his face, he's going to probably make it, and that's his first basket of the day. He was the leading scorer yesterday with 13 points. Ball knocked away out front. Urji with a steal. Two-on-one break the other way. Lays it high off the board and good. Urji Hanami. He is a Swiss Army knife of a basketball player. He can do everything pretty well. Pass inside. Now ball knocked away by Lionel. Frola with it, outside, right wing for a three that's short. Ball comes off, Lionel with the rebound. Lob pass out to the point, Kyle Germany. He'll launch a three, and that's off the mark. Rebound pulled away by Ignacio Garcia from left to right in the white. Pass up the floor, Musson has it. Lamori back out on the wing, will hand the ball off. Set their offense with Ignacio Garcia at the point. Down the key with the left hand, Long. Now on the baseline, up and under shot, knocked away, stolen. Grizzlies get the steal, and now in the front court. And a foul out in the open court will be called on New Mexico Military Javier Mendoza on a reach in against Lucas Prola. This is the second game for New Mexico Military. They won their first one yesterday by 4 over Cibolo State, 59-55. Grizzlies are playing in their third game, still early in the season. And sometimes you're going to get a little ragged here early. Here's Riley Whitaker. He shoots a three, and he gets fouled on the shot. He just came in the game. And Riley, the 6'3 freshman guard from Calico Rock, will shoot for the Grizzlies. The score 10-9, Grizzlies by one. 11:47 to go in the first half. As the Zebra goes to the line. First free throw for Riley is good. Yesterday, we were 9 for 10 in the first half from the free throw line. That is fantastic. Second half, we were 5 out of 14. That is not fantastic. Next free throw is no good. Of 3 for Riley, he'll get one more. And so far, we're 2 out of 4 from the line. And no good again. And the rebound pulled away by Justin Brambo. And New Mexico will come back with it. On the dribble, Garcia. Good pressure on the basketball by the Grizzly defense. Urji Hunami on the ball. Hook pass underneath, knocked away, and a reach in. Late call. Man alive. Javian Downey reached in and stripped the ball away from their postman, Cassius Wojcicki. And as the Grizzlies were picking up loose balls, then the whistle came. So, a late call. And now no one throwing the ball in for New Mexico. Now they run to it and get the ball inbounds. In the left corner, cross-court pass, Brambo will kick it back outside. Pull up, left elbow jump shot way off the mark by Jonathan Burrows, who just came in the game for the Broncos. Cross-court pass, Riley Whitaker has it. Bounce pass in on the cut. Good catch by Urji. Puts it up and in. How he got that pass amid two pair of legs down there, not even counting his own. He pulled it out of the mess, pulled it up under the glass and laid it in. Urji Hanami has 5 points. On the right side in the corner, pull-up shot, 3. That's off the side iron. Rebound, Bojanski puts it up inside, and he missed an easy one with nobody in front of him, but he got fouled. Unless you catch, they don't even have their PA guy here this morning. So if you don't catch the official making the sign to the table who the foul is on, you're not going to know because they don't post it on the scoreboard. Here's a free throw up and in and out by Bojcicki. Cassius Bojcicki from the Netherlands. We've seen some good players come from the Netherlands in recent years. In particular, a great postman they had at Mineral Area here about 3 years ago. Cassius Bojcicki, 6'7", puts it up with the right hand, good. And the Grizzlies now lead it 13-10. Hook pass back. Here's Carlos with a 3 look. That rim's off. Rebound tipped and kept alive by Whitaker. Picked up by Carlos. Grizzlies get it back. Gage Fitz in the game now. He's out there with Kamari Vinson, along with Carlos Paul, Riley Whitaker, and Javian Downey down the lane. Here's the shot and a pull-up. No good by Kamari, but he drew body contact, and he'll go to the free throw line. So basically we'll just lean on the team foul aspect of things and try to keep track to some degree of the individual situation. But Kamari Vinson goes to the line, and he'll shoot 2. That's the 8th team foul against New Mexico Military. Free throw, first one, no good. And our woeful free throw shooting continues. We've missed 3 in a row. 7th attempt of the game, good. Grizzlies 14-10, Grizzlies by 4. Front court, Javier Mendoza. Now out front. They'll get the ball to Brambo. He'll drive the key. Lays it up too hard as he got around Javian Downey. But the rebound comes off, and Carlos Paul has it to Javian. Coast to coast, goes up, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by the Broncos. Still 24 on the shot clock. Javian Downey, guard for the Grizzlies, will throw it inbound. inbound, catch and shoot by Riley Whitaker, way too hard over the top of everything, and the ball comes off to New Mexico Military. On the right side, Mason Lamori, lob pass in, tipped away by Pitts. It's going to be out of bounds off the Broncos. Jonathan Burrows tried to save it in bounds for his team, but stepped on the sideline. Javian Downey for the Grizzlies in the corner. Gage bounce pass to the low block. Carlos works his way in, drop step, pump fake, goes up, missed it, got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Carlos is quicker in the block, down the low block this year for the Grizzlies. He's stronger down the low block, jumps better. So Carlos Paul will try to add to the Grizzly point total. First free throw here is no good. One more try. We shot really bad from the line second half yesterday, and that's the way it's starting today. But Carlos makes the second of two. Grizzlies are 4 out of 9 from the free throw line so far. And lead it by 4, 14-10. 9:20 and counting in the first half from Northern Oklahoma in Enid. To the right corner, Lamari has it on the right wing. To the point. Crossover dribble, wraparound pass, pump fake up inside. The layup is good by Leslie Okafor. And they are playing everybody here in the first half. I mean, everybody. Out on the wing, Riley with a three, and it's good. Riley Whitaker. Riley Whitaker connects. Second three for the Grizzlies today. We didn't make many of those yesterday. 18-12, Grizzlies by 6. Gage Pitts on the basketball. Now on the right side, Okafor down low. Offensive foul. Davian Downey drew the charge as Justin Brambo tried to post up. Put his rear end into Javian, and down he went. And any more, if a player goes down on a play like that, there is no incidental contact. There's going to be a foul call one way or the other. Or if there's no contact on the in the opinion of the official, then they can call the block. Something's going to get called. Here's Vincent with a pull-up shot blocked by Lamori, now in the front court, the break. Stepping through, shot no good, and another late whistle, and a foul on the play will go against the Grizzlies. He'll be in the act of shooting, and it will result in free throws here for Jonathan Burrows. For the Broncos, free throw is good. Grizzlies trying to go 2-1 to start the season. Then we'll have a week off until Friday night. Next Friday night, we will be playing basketball at the Hellyer Center on the campus of Indian Hills Community College. Next free throw is no good. Rebound is volleyed out of bounds. It'll be last touch by the Grizzlies. So Burroughs makes one, but they keep the basketball. Grizzlies have two really tough games next weekend. Of course, Indian Hills at home. And then they'll play Triton College from Chicago on Saturday. They are really good. At the right point, Lamari with a three, no good. And Urji Hunami with a rebound. And he'll be fouled in the backcourt. And that will go against New Mexico's Jonathan Burrows. So the Grizzlies back to the free throw line. It's double bonus now as Urji Hunami will go back to the line. Urge has 5 points. He is such a delightful kid. He's always smiling, but when he is on the court, he is all business. Free throw is good by Urji Hanami. Urji from Windsor, Ontario. Next try, good. -13 Grizzlies lead now by 7 with 7:53 to go in the first half. Garcia has the ball out front. Pass cross knocked away almost, and it'll be a tie-up. I was going to say stolen, but at the last minute, Garcia was able to pull the ball back to him, and there was a tie-up. On the alternating possession, it'll be Bronco basketball in their front court. 20-13. Timeout on the floor called by the Broncos. They'll take a full timeout. 7:41 to play first half from Enid, Oklahoma. It's the Grizzlies 20 and the Broncos from New Mexico Military Institute 13. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. Back at Enid, Oklahoma. Good morning. Weird to be doing this on a Monday morning. Here we are in the Grizzlies in the first half, lead 20-13 against the Broncos from Roswell, New Mexico. Here's a pull-up shot left hand off the board from about 8 feet away. Good by Lucason Minich. And that's his first basket of the ball game. In the left corner, straight man-to-man. Curl over the top. And Urji lost the ball as he tried to spin to the middle. Fourth turnover. Down the front court, ball lost out of bounds by the Jets as Urji got back on defense and forced that ball to be kicked out of bounds, but it was off him last. And I believe we'll get a sub here. Javian Downey will go out. Kyle Germany, Riley Whitaker, and Lucas Prola at the guard spots up front. Kumwimba and Hanami. Here's the shot from the side for three. No good. Hanami gets a rebound. Up the right sideline now. Lucas Prola dribbles out. Now circles back to the point. Gives it to Kyle Germany. Kyle bounce pass right wing to Riley Whitaker to the point. Lionel bobbled it. Gets it back to Riley on the wing. He'll pull it back outside. Germany down the paint. Pull-up shot, floater, no good. Way too hard. And the ball is saved from going out of bounds by Lamori for New Mexico. Grizzlies couldn't get a very good shot there. In the left corner, open three. That's going to be no good. Urji Hanami high in the air for the rebound. I'm saying Urji's name a lot because Urji is in the middle of everything so far. 20-15, Grizzlies now. We'll come back and try to get a bucket on the board. Let's see if we get the ball inside here. At the point, Riley Whitaker off the screen, wraparound pass to the low block. Ball knocked away and stolen. Please turn it over again on a bad pass to the post. Lamori up fake on the left side. Open shot for a three, in and out. Rebounded by Kyle Germany. Kyle up the right sideline. Front court, crossover dribble, keeps it now to the point to the left wing. Lucas Prola. Cross-court pass, Kyle Germany, three in the right corner, way short. Rebound comes long, and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Either Lionel Kumwimba or Riley Whitaker. That's going to be on Lionel. So he has at least two fouls now. Kamari Vincent and Carlos Ball will come in. Ball game now. Lionel comes out. Carlos comes in. Kamari comes in. Urji comes out, and another substitution. Gage Pitts will take Kyle Germany's place. So right now, Lucas Prola, Gage Pitts, Kamari Vincent, Carlos Ball, and Riley Whitaker are the five for the Grizzlies. High screen, good heads by Carlos. Free throw line to the right corner. Lamari steps back and shoots a three, and it bounces twice, and it falls in. Shooter's touch for Mason Lamari. He has two threes in the corner. Here's Riley with a three. No good. And the ball is pulled down. Up the side it comes with Javier Mendoza. He has it at the left point. 20-18. Grizzly lead is two. curling over the top to the right side. Minchik lost the ball, picks it back up again. Double team, back outside, now on the right, on the perimeter to the point. Double team, bounce pass, give and go. Pass inside, the shot is up and in. That is Leslie Okafor, the last guy on their roster. He's got 4 points. Tie game at 20 all. Frohlo will drive the paint, puts up the drive. No good as he tries to spin it with the left hand off the glass. Long pass up the floor. New Mexico military looking for the lead. They've had one early. Here's a reach-in foul, and that'll be against the Grizzlies, and that is going to result. Is that a 1-1? It should be a 1-1, I guess. Tom Emmerich, Kendon Peebles. Check in. Riley Whitaker and Kyle Germany will take a seat. Well, Carlos is already coming out. Kendon Peebles back to the ball game. The depth situation for the Grizzlies is so much improved from what it was just last year. Here's the free throw. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Kendon Peebles. Jason Minich had the 1-1, but missed on the first one. Front court, right side in the corner. Gage Fitz will dribble out. Now back to the right corner, Kamari Vincent. Straight man-to-man as the Mexico military pressures the basketball on the right side. Gage Fitz, lob pass out front, nearly thrown away, and it is taken away. Grizzlies with 6 turnovers in the first half to 4 for the Broncos. Left side, left corner. Lamari, back outside he goes to Minich. Lamari baseline, reached around, foul's going to be called on Kamari Vincent. That stops the clock with 3:37 to play here in the first half. Kyle Germany comes back in for Gage Pitts. Tie game at 20. We've been stuck on 20 for a little while here. Grizzlies with 6 field goals in this half. Here's the free throw. Good. Mason Lamori has 7 points, and he is the leading scorer for this New Mexico Military Institute Bronco Ball Club. Next one is good. Lamori, a 6'4 freshman from the Sudan. And now the ball stolen out front, taken away by Okafor. He'll take it all the way down, lay it up. Good foul on the play, and the basket count. Careless with the ball out front resulted in a turnover and a bucket and a foul at the other end. So a full timeout, back in a minute. Grizzlies trail the game now, 24-20, and you're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KDY. Back in Enid, Oklahoma, it's going to be a free throw for a three-point play for Leslie Okafor for New Mexico Military, and he puts it down. Okafor is from Ireland, 6'6". Freshman forward. He has 7 points off the bench. Kyle Germany out front. Wraparound pass baseline. Peebles up and under. Left hand layup is good. Terrific athletic play by Kenton Peebles in his first basket of the game. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies. They're down 3, 25-22. Minich on the right side will be guarded by Vincent. Beats his man. Drives the paint. Puts up the left hand runner. Good. Location Minich now has 4. 27-22. Kyle Germany. Pass to the point. Lionel Mwemba has it knocked away out of bounds by Lamori, and it will stay with the Grizzlies in the front court. J.B. and Downey is in. Urji Hunami is in. Carlos Ball is in. Lucas Prola comes out. Lionel Mwemba comes out. And Kamari Vinson will come out as well. Here we go again. Xavier Downey to the corner. Wide open. Kendon's got a three look. It's good. Nothing but the bottom of the cords for Kendon Peebles, who has five now. And that makes it a two-point game, 27-25. Full court pressure, and it's broken easily by New Mexico Military. Here's a drive by Lamori, and he'll go between two players and get fouled on the drive to the basket. So it'll be two shots. Mason Lamori off the bench with 8 points today. In fact, New Mexico Military Institute has got great early support from their bench play. Here's a free throw, no good. So far, they have 16 points off their bench. Grizzlies with their bench production themselves. Next free throw, no good, comes off, and Urji Unami takes it away. Grizzlies have 17 points off the bench. So both teams getting production from non-starters today. Javian Downey out high, splits the defense, drives in, beats it back, threw it away. Urji Hanami was cutting to the basket instead of being out on the wing where he normally might be. And that pass from Javian went out of bounds. So the Grizzlies with 8 first half turnovers. At the point, Mendoza has it. He gets the ball to Burrows on the right baseline. They'll pull it back again with Javier Mendoza. At the point, Mason Lamori on the right side. Shot clock at 2. Got to force the jumper, and it's good. At the horn, 4-2 for Javier Mendoza for New Mexico Military. 27-25. Grizzlies on offense, baseline. Unami goes up inside on a terrific pass from Kyle Germany, and he got it blocked, but he got fouled. That's going to be on Jonathan Burrows, and it'll be his second foul. I think they're talking about alternating possession. I believe that it should be Grizzly ball on the next, but the arrow is still pointing the way of New Mexico Military. But evidently that it is correct. They're going to keep it the way it is. Urji Unami back to the free throw line. He's been there 4 times today. He's made 3. His first attempt is good. Grizzly deficit is they've got the score screwed up again. Now, the actual score is 29-26. New Mexico Military does lead by 3. Next free throw is no good. Minich gets the rebound. So the Broncos, 1 minute to go in the first half. Over on the left side, Minich. He'll split the D, go in, left hand off the board, around, but rolls off, no good. Kenton Peebles with a rebound. 42 seconds to go in the half. Up ahead, Tom Emmerich on the pass. Goes up and around, layup, good. Boy, the Grizzlies really ran the floor well there. Tom Emmerich finished it on the pass from Javian Downey. 30 seconds to go. It's a 1-point game, 29-28 at midcourt. Pass on the left side. Now back out front, shot clock 15, game clock 19. They'll hold it. They'll hold it. Mendoza dribbles over, picks up the dribble to the corner. Lamori has it. Ball bobbled it off his own arm out of bounds. But they're going to say it was off Kendon Peebles. 8.4 seconds to play in the half. Grizzlies down by one, 29-28. Here's the inbound play from the right baseline in the corner. Bounce pass to the corner. Okafor shot blocked by Tom Emmerich. Out of bounds. And, oh, it was a shot clock violation. So the Grizzlies get the basketball back. So big Tom Emmerich from Mansfield. So the terrific defensive play. And the Grizzlies with a chance to have the lead at halftime. Down by one, 5 seconds to go. In the backcourt, Javian Downey, full board. Driving, kicking, far side. Peebles with the lead for the lead at the half. No good. And that's the end of the first half. So a good first half of basketball. A little sloppy early. Got a little better as we went. The Grizzlies picked up the intensity. Ran the floor a little better in the final few minutes. And at halftime, they're down by one, 29-28. It's Grizzly halftime. And Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. We'll take a two-minute break here and come back. Recap first half activity and take a look down the road in just a bit here on Hot Country KDY.